Come on, sleepyhead, get moving. You've been up for an hour already. How are you still tired? Of course we gotta go early. We gotta get a spot at the front of the parade. That's where all the energy's gonna be. We agreed on that the other day, remember? Now, move your butt before I move it for you. That's more like it. I know. I'm just so excited. I get to take you to your first pride. Oh, I feel like a gay aunt watching my little one grow up so fast. Almost brings a tear to my eye. Sniffle. Hey, I'm older than you. I'm allowed to be weird like that if I feel like it. Shut up, it still counts. You got your bag ready? Me too. Before we head out, let's double check that we have everything. Let's see here. You got your sunscreen? Check. A hat and sunglasses? Check. Phones, portable chargers, check and double check. What about water? Do you have a water bottle? Is it full? How about a jacket? I know it's gonna be hot, but what if it starts raining? You should take one just in case. Grab it on our way out. And should we get sunburnt, you're gonna be grateful that you have some extra protection over that skin. Mm-hmm, see me thinking, mm-hmm. Sunscreen doesn't always do the job, mm-hmm. You got extra space for the handouts people will give us? Great. Looks like we got everything we need. Are you ready? Hey, you don't need to worry about a thing. I've been to these types of events before. Just follow my lead. Trust me, it's gonna be super fun. Whose car are we taking? Mine? Fine by me. I have more gas anyway. Buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to find a pot of gaze at the end of the rainbow. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Okay, yeah, even I have to admit that was cringy, but luckily you love me. Shut up. I'm just having a little fun. So, you got any questions before we get there? Sure, I'll give you the quick rundown. There's usually a more serious moment before the parade starts where someone will give a speech, followed by a moment of silence. But after that, it's a total party. Music, games, tons of color, glitter, all that jazz. And yes, you will have people out there doing their little rendition of jazz hands. It's pretty funny. And for some reason, there's always a guy with a giant bubble blower. Don't know why, but every pride I've been to had a bubble guy. Well, yeah, it's pretty simple once you get down to it. Just good times all around. We might even make a few new friends. At least, that's how I met most of mine. Yeah, Angie, Mike, Liz, Luke. I met them all at Pride. Maybe we can finally expand our social circle today. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Don't worry, I can do the introductions for you. I know you're still a little nervous, so I'm fine with handling that front. No problem, it's the least I can do. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes there are people who show up to the parade just to say some nasty shit. But try not to let that stop you. This is about celebrating. Who cares if some jerks with no critical thinking skills don't like it? They're the ones missing out. They're kind of like those guys on any social media forum where millions of people like it, but they're the, let's say 100 that wanna be jerks. Yeah, you know what we always do to those type of guys? We either roast them, tell them to do better, or ignore them. We do all three here.
And we do it fabulously.
No, 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 don't think like that. The worst they can do is say shitty stuff. The city sanctioned a parade route, so we have full rights to this part of town. And I know cops aren't always the best at, well, being cops. But they'll be there and have their eyes on anyone who starts acting hostile. As for the more reassuring fact, allies at these events are usually asked to stand on the outskirts of the parade line. Trust me, homophobes are much less likely to attack a straight guy than any other type of person. I mean, didn't you hear about those three guys that got the snot beaten out of them when they tried to beat up on people at a pride parade? Didn't go well for them, did it? Yeah, see? Try not to worry about it. Today is a day for partying. Nobody's gonna take that away from us.
At least not on my watch.
Hmm? What if what? Yeah, I understand being worried about that. It's scary to think that someone out there will recognize you and use the parade as ammunition against you. If it makes you feel any better, we can stick closer to the middle of the road. Besides, our outfits aren't exactly the most flashy, so photographers won't be interested. Hey, if it really comes down to it, I'll beat the crap out of anyone who thinks they're gonna hate on you. I'm kidding, jeez.
Kinda.
What?
I didn't say anything before.
Oh, look over there! The new ice cream stop is finally open. Maybe we should go after the parade. What do you think? Listen, I don't want you worrying, alright? I've gone to tons of pride parades before, and the worst that's happened at any of them was the one time I gave myself a heat stroke. Yeah, that's why I always triple check that my water bottle actually has water in it. Trust me, it's not pretty to collapse in the middle of the parade and have your friends drag you to the car like you're drunk off your ass. Just keep in mind, today is about celebrating. We're gonna go out there, have fun, and show the world that the LGBTQ community isn't going anywhere. Heck yeah, that's the spirit! And good thing too, we're here. Hold up. Before we go, let's see, where is it? Got it! I brought some pronoun pins for us to wear. What? I figured the both of us could use a little more color. And since someone didn't want to look like a unicorn threw up all over us, I figured this would be a good way to do it. Come on, put it on. There. It looks good. You ready to go? Then let's do it. Just remember to have fun. I'll take care of the rest, okay? I want your first pride to be special. All right, deep breath in. And out. Now, let's go! Onward and so forth!